Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Nation, you are tuned in once again to Eye on Hollywood with LeVar Lola. And, of course, I am LeVar, and as always, I am joined by the lovely Lola. Lola, what's going on?
Nothing much, just getting a grip on the latest gossip and rumors.
You know, I got to admit one thing. I came literally roaring into the studio here in the final minute, lost track of time. I was actually sitting and watching ESPN. I'm so, like, enthralled by, like, March Madness, and I have my bracket all filled out. And, you know, I was sitting there, and I was listening to, you know, Digger Phelps and Hubert Davis talking about, you know, today's picks and today's games because, of course, if you're a fan, it all really started earlier this week. But really the action picked up yesterday. And, you know, this year it's spread out. All of the games are over four different networks, and so it's like it's a basketball fan's dream. And just to be sitting there, like, watching, and you can flip back and forth and go in between all the action and not miss a single thing, and it's what I call orgasmic for the sports fan. But I got caught up and watched it, but looking for the clock, I'm like, oh, man, we got a minute to go before showtime. So, yeah, so I decided to waltz on in and talk shop this week. And quite a few things going on, Lola. I guess, you know, we're all over the place in terms of, like, where to begin. Pretty quiet on the Charlie Sheen front this week, I guess. But I'll get into that in a minute. But I want to get into a topic that I think we've talked about before. And I know, you know, we've kind of missed Monday with, you know, the cutting room floor. But I guess this is fitting for Eye on Hollywood. And I guess it's the thing of quote-unquote leaked pictures. And if you haven't known or, you know, been out there, you know that in the last week there's been a couple of photos that have come out from different stars. And among a couple of them, there was some, quote, hacked photos of one was of actually Scarlett Johansson, which the person, can't really put it on our site, but the person kind of, like, drew in to, like, not show everything. And then there was another one of Vanessa Hudgens. I've got to say, I don't know. I was like, that's two for her in, like, the last, you know, couple of years. So now I could see why Zac Efron held on to her for a little bit. But anyway, you know what? Vanessa's one of those people where for a while, and I'll even admit it, it's kind of like, you know, it's always the quiet people. She seems quiet because you really don't hear much from her. I mean, beyond what she did with the High School Musical franchise, you really hadn't heard too much from Vanessa. But
sure,
so Vanessa's got a little bit of some inner
inner freak.
Say. Oh yeah, if you want to say that, Lola, go right ahead. But yeah, so her pictures are out, you know, it's kind of like she just kind of rolls along as if there's, like, nothing going on. And actually, TMZ was reporting that the FBI met with her this week in person and that they're closing in on a person of interest, and she's not the only celebrity that's been hacked. And I guess it's all well and good, and if you haven't done it or if you, you know, I don't know, it comes down to a thing of, you know, celebrities taking photos. Photos are on set video or on set camera, or they're on a computer. And it's not, I'm pretty sure all once or twice somewhere in each and one of our lives, we've got some photos or some videos of us out there that we don't want going public. But, you know, in this past week, especially with the Usher sex tape, the Chris Brown picks, and, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, Scarlett's got stuff going on and Vanessa's got stuff going on. Does it all seem a little too just convenient that this stuff makes its way out?
Well, the timing of it's perfect. I mean, it's funny how the timing of all these tapes and photos eventually get leaked out. I think I kind of have to laugh at the, you know, like how lenient supposedly security is on in these people's homes, their cars, their computers. I mean, they have the money. They can have the best of, you know, all kinds of security. But yet somehow these people are absentmindedly just letting it just be out there. So I kind of always laugh at that.
And that's the thing, and the thing is that these people are like, you know, Hollywood stars with, you know, money, and you would think that it's almost like they don't mind it being out. I mean, you know, it's like they're, I want to call it the Rihanna effect, and I'm saying this with all the kindness in my heart. You know, it's kind of like you will have photos of yourself in a compromising situation, and you don't mind it, but yet, the first moment that somebody asks you to pose nude or artfully nude or do something nude, then you clam up about it. And you're like, well, no, I never do that. But like, there's already photos of you out there doing said thing. You know,
Exactly. It's
confusing, I guess, to some people, you know.
It makes
that's
no sense to me.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, with Lindsay Lohan, you know, for years she turned down Playboy, but she did do a couple of nude pictorials. She did one for I think it was like New York Magazine or something like that, and
yeah. Then
she did one, some photos just recently, and now there's talk that she's coming out with a book of some of her photos, and, you know, but yet she still won't do Playboy, which I don't understand, but, you know, I figured at that point, I guess she doesn't want to go the Tara Reid route, but, yeah, it's... That's a different story in itself. It's like, you know, Tara Reid, for years, people wanted to see her nude, and then when she finally did it, it was like about 5 years too late. But yeah, it just seems like the timing on this all. I would think, you know, for Hollywood stars, they would know better that there's people out there that's going to want to get them into photos or situations that, you know, would pay money. And I was like, I don't know, for Vanessa, it kind of seems like it's just rolling off her back because it doesn't seem like she minds, but... yeah, I don't know. That's been out there this week. That's been one of the big things, and I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if there's any more photos.
Oh, I know. I agree. I think for Vanessa, it keeps her name in. It still keeps her name out there, and I think that's what these celebrities do it for. You know, they want people to keep talking about them, and, you know, because it gets you work, and you know, you can stay on the cover of magazines, and people are less likely to forget about you.
No, I'm kidding. And, no, we haven't forgotten about Vanessa. It seems just when we do forget about her, there's always some photos that come out. It just seems too convenient. But, hey, Vanessa, if you want to keep doing that so we don't forget about you, by all means. But, speaking of forgetting about, Billy Ray Cyrus, in an interview that's set to air today on The View, I know in some markets it has aired and in some markets it has not aired, but Billy Ray is doing, I don't know if it's the Texas two-step or whatever you want to call it, but it's kind of, he's dropping back now on things that he said in that GQ article that he did about a month or so ago. Interview set to air today on The View, Billy Ray has announced that he's dropped his divorce proceedings against his wife and that he wants to put the family back together. He feels that he and Miley are back on track. And the one thing that I guess, the thing that he threw under the bus that now he's backtracking on that I think that I have a problem with is that he said, in quote, that he didn't think that, quote, Hannah Montana ruined his family. He said that, quote, fame is a different animal. You've got to be careful with it. And when I heard that, Lola, you know, I was a little disappointed. Because for a person that at that point was finally putting his foot down and trying to come out with reasons about why, you know, he thought that his family, and basically I could tell he was a guy that was hurt. You know, here's his little girl doing things now that, you know, he didn't want her to do. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where he was kind of lashing out. And he, I mean, the truth is the truth. You've got to figure these things would not have happened had it not been for the fame that came with Hannah Montana, because Miley wasn't popular before that. But he kind of backtracked on it, and then he was like, well, no, it wasn't that. It was just fame. But fame wouldn't have been without that show, so it either is or it isn't the show. And it's kind of like he's, you know, he's conceding on some things to try to get his family back, but does that make him look weaker in the long run?
Well, I think, you know, I think somebody pulled him aside and said, hey, you know, no, you can't cut your nose to spite your face. You know, you can't cut the hand that feeds you. And in this sense, you can't. I mean, Hannah Montana, for all its worth, provided him and his family and Miley a nice little income, and it gave them a lot of opportunity. And I think what it is, you know, I think it's one of those things where he just is kind of pointing fingers. And I think, like I said, I think somebody kind of pulled him aside and said, hey, you know, whatever happened, if anything that broke up their happy little home life was probably maybe each other's egos, maybe they grew apart. Lack of parenting for Miley probably had a lot to do with it because, I mean, hell, she's been kind of doing what she's wanted to do from the time she hit puberty. You ask me.
So are you saying that someone came up to Billy Ray, I'm going to throw this out, maybe, you know, Mickey Mouse drew up in the car and he came with Donald and Goofy and said, you know, you don't throw Disney under the bus, is that what you're saying?
Oh, I think somebody definitely probably pulled him aside and said, hey, you can't be doing that. You know, we provided your family with a nice living, you know, for a few years, and you know, whatever happening with your daughter, that's on you. And I think it is.
I'm sorry. You know, a thought crossed my brain, and I can see it now, you know, where, like, this car pulls up, and there's somebody in a Mickey Mouse costume, and then there's somebody in a Donald Duck costume, and there's somebody in a Goofy costume, and, like, Donald and Goofy are holding him down while, like, Mickey's scolding him and beating him. Like, you know, like, the Sopranos is like, don't talk about the family, you know, and it's just like, then they walk away. I can see that happening, but yeah, Billy Ray, something scared him to death. I think it was probably the good folks from Disney or his handlers telling him, yeah, you don't bite the
hand. Well, doesn't he have a couple younger kids? Maybe that's what scared him to death. They might not have a TV show.
But that,
you know,
I know Miley has a younger sister. Yeah, so I do know that if he wants to have a little bit more success or some money, but you know what, that screws that up for the sister, because if he's blaming the fame on their family breakup, what do you think this poor little girl is like, who probably has, like, you know, stars and wants to do what her sister wants to do? It's going to be harder for her to do it now, because dad's going to be like, oh no, we're not going to go through that again. So, you know, poor Miley's sister is not going to be able to probably get away with and do that stuff. So I don't know. It will be very interesting to see where it goes from here with Billy Ray and the family. But yeah, that news broke late last night, that I guess with the interview being set to air today. So if you haven't seen it in your market yet, it will be on The View today. And then I want to get around to, and the only reason I'm kind of getting to this story is because it's interesting in itself, and I'm using that term a lot today, but a trailer showing a undressed Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis has hit the internet, and it is for their Friends with Benefits trailer. And I mention this because there's a couple of interesting backstories to this. There's interviews that are coming out now, Lola, in which friends are saying that Justin Timberlake, I don't know how anybody could possibly be this way, but they said that he was miserable when he was with Jessica Biel, and that he wanted to be single. He wanted to get back to his single lifestyle. And first of all, I don't know how you're miserable with Jessica Biel, but there's two
all of the great unsolved mysteries.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, somebody saying, I was miserable with Halle Berry. What? How? But the thing is that with this one, there's so many different little backstories to this, because, of course, if you recall last week, we reported that finally. I mean, I'm pretty sure it had been for some time, but Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel have formally split. And Mila Kunis is the one that they are saying is the other woman in this, though she is denying those claims. A lot of this stuff is allegedly. And there's two things I'm bothered with this. The first is the movie itself is a direct take almost kind of from a movie that Mila Kunis' co-star Natalie Portman just finished doing with Ashton Kutcher, and it's already in theaters, called No Strings Attached. And now you have a Friends with Benefits. So I guess the next thing that you'll have is, let's see, you already got No Strings Attached. You've got a Friends with Benefits. So then I guess you'll have either the Call Girl movie, but I think, didn't Anne Hathaway do that one?
Maybe something of the title Jump Off.
Yeah, something, I guess. But then, you know what? What will be bad about that, if they're calling it Jump Off, then they'll have something like, it will be an urban Chris movie. It'll probably be something with, like, you know, Neo or, you know, Chris Brown or somebody, and they'll have, you know, Nicki Minaj in it, and I can see it all now. It'll go tall on that one. So, but yeah, I don't know. I was like, you know, it was the worst kept secret, but I don't know how many more movies of that. And it's just my own opinion, but I don't know how many more movies like that you could get. Or I didn't even get a chance to talk about it because we haven't been around for the last few weeks. It's kind of like that other movie. What was that? And it's going to be off my brain here for a second. The one where the wives get the hall pass, you know, where you know it's a fan. I call it a fantasy movie because I can think of no wife that would give her husband 1 week to do what he wants to do, no strings attached, you know?
I don't know.
It's good for the comedy or dramedy or romantic aspects, but, yeah, we all know, guys, that will never, ever happen. And I don't think any of us will ever
work
with Jessica Biel. While we're kind of in the middle of our stories, I want to do say that the weekend box office this weekend, only really three big movies. There's a ton of other small movies opening on less than 40 screens, but the three big movies this week, the sci-fi comedy Paul with Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, and the voice of Seth Rogen as the alien, and I don't know where that one's going to go. The crime drama The Lincoln Lawyer with Matthew McConaughey, your boyfriend Ryan Phillippe, and Marissa Tomei. And the action thriller Limitless with Bradley Cooper, Abbey Cornish, and Robert De Niro all opening. And this has been a pretty big week for Ryan Phillippe, hasn't it, Matt?
Oh, yes. Yes, it certainly has. But I must say, he is looking rather yummy-licious.
I won't get the thing of Ryan. I'm still mad at him with the whole Reese thing, but I'm pretty sure you've seen him. There's been a lot of pictures out there this week. I know people on the beach and people all over the place. There's a couple of pictures this week. One in which Justin Bieber. Oh God, I didn't think I was going to mention that name, but I know TMZ has been giving him grief. But Justin Bieber was photoed with his wax statue, and he was holding on, I kid you not, it was kind of like, it was a crotch grab. He grabbed the crotch. I don't know why, but you'll have to check that out. I think that's on the Superficial. You can see that one. And then there was a couple other photos in the last week, one in which I'm a guy, I love women, but for the first time, and I told Lola, I saw a photo, and my heart stopped because it was the first time I ever saw somebody in a bikini, and I think I was turned off. And it was the photo of Kesha. And you know, in the past, I've had my issues about Kesha. I mean, Kesha, you got blushing to do whatever you're doing, but that swimsuit that you wore was not flattering at all.
picture, I tell you what, for a 24-year-old girl, she is in, and, you know, I'll say this right now, I'm not in the best of shape, but my image isn't around me being in shape. You know, I'm not here, I mean, like, she has an image. And to, like, some people, you know, when they get photographed wrong, somebody pulls them aside and says, hey, hire a trainer, start tanning, start working out, watch your diet. And then the next time, it's a photo op to show that you're looking, you're fierce. Somebody didn't pull her aside.
And the thing that's disturbing, Lola, is that this wasn't her first go-around with bikini photos. She was photoed in one about a couple of months ago, and at that time there was a little small issue with it, but this one, it totally did not do her justice. And like I said, I'm not one, and I'm not, you know, a muscle guy, and I'm never going to be on the cover of Muscular Development and Fitness or GQ or with anything else, and I'm not one to talk about people, but her shape, normally, you know, there's some shape to some people. And it was odd because it was like she was just, I want to call it box shape. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen that before. And it was just, Snooki looked better in her bikini photo this week than Kesha, if I had to pick that. That's saying a lot. Snooki, when she had a losing battle with the thong, and I'll leave it to your imagination to think about it, but yeah, it did not go over well. also, in
Definitely
Hollywood, not. rumors of in relationship. I don't know where this is going to go, but Media Takeout's been reporting that Rihanna and Colin Farrell have been spotted out in Los Angeles as of late. Take that for the grain of salt that it is. And now, you know, as we're coming up on 8 minutes, I wanted to get to a couple other things. TV news. There was a report that Enrique Iglesias will be tapped to host Simon Cowell's upcoming X Factor show. That, according to Popular, but already we have one judge for that panel along with Simon Cowell. It was announced the other day that L.A. Reid resigned as chairman of Island Def Jam to join the judging panel of the X Factor. And, of course, L.A. Reid, if there's anybody that would know, L.A. Reid, you know, signed Rihanna, Kanye, Justin Bieber, Mariah Carey, Bon Jovi, and more. So that brings a lot of instant credibility to that show already. And then there was a person who Lola and I both like, and you know, maybe one of these days if he has some free time, we'd love to have him on. That's Howard Stern, who was on the cover of Rolling Stone this week. And he admitted to Rolling Stone that his main problem was caring too much. He wishes he could make like Charlie Sheen and just say, F you to the world. And he also kind of talked about his tendencies and neuroticies and also how he's a self-diagnoses himself, people addict. And he talks about his background, pretty interesting stuff in there, and he also kind of talks about how he's unlike Charlie Sheen and how he would never get himself, quote, ladies of the night because he's too germophobic. So if you have a chance to pick up something to read this week, I would definitely pick up the Rolling Stone article with Howard Stern. So anything you want to add on that one, Lola?
I'm going to go out and get it because I've always been a fan of Howard's, and I liked his Private Parts book. I remember when that came out, he was working the talk show circuit. In fact, I remember he was on Phil Donahue. There goes a name from the past.
Yeah, that's a real good name for the past. And then some sad news this week. Rapper Nate Dogg passed away.
Yeah.
And he had been ill for some time, and the thing about it, I was saying it on my website, but the funny story, the funny backstory of this is that the first CD that I ever bought, ever, back then I was like still one of the last main guys holding on to tape, and first CD I ever bought was an 8-Dog CD. It was a single, and it was called Never Leave Me Alone, which was really, I think, the first time he kind of like sang solo. And it was with Snoop Dogg. So if you're on YouTube, you can check out the songs with Rest in Peace, Nate Dogg. And an interesting note out of something this week, Sean William Scott, known from the American Pie movies, is going into rehab to take care of some issues. But interesting enough out of that story was the backstory that as soon as Sean gets out of rehab, He will begin shooting, and I kid you not, Lola, when I heard this, he will begin shooting in May on the fourth American Pie movie. Already attached to this is Jason Biggs, Eugene Levy, and they said in negotiations are Thomas Ian Nichols, Tara Reid, Chris Klein, Mina Suvari, and Jennifer Coolidge. So they're bringing back almost like 75-80% of the original cast. My only issue with that is that if you're going to do that, you need to also bring back Natasha Lyonne, and you also need to bring back, her name is going to escape me right now, played Nadia. Beautiful actress, and I can't get it.
You know what? I've never even seen any of them. I've never seen American Pie.
Yeah, and they're going to do a fourth American Pie movie, so that was the thing I saw, and I was like, wow, I did not think that was going to happen. And I did promise that I was going to talk about Charlie Sheen's story and its relation to me. We've got a couple of minutes, so I was going to that real quick. But as for those of you that know, Charlie Sheen is having an open application period, quote, and I say that loosely, for an intern. And so jokingly, when it first came out, within seconds of it coming out on Twitter, I just happened to be on Twitter that day, I applied myself. Monday afternoon, I kid you not, I got an email saying that I had made it to the second round of the internships for Charlie Sheen. Late last night, I got a letter saying that they were going through all of the internship applications and that I would hear something again soon. So, but here's the thing. Well, I got excited about that. That was until I read the TMZ story this week. Out of 74,000 applications, one of them includes a porn star. Isis Taylor also made the cut. And they were saying, for those of you that think that it's real, that there's a potential that there's some shenanigans being pulled here. And Isis is now making the cut of that. But I'm still in the running. I will keep you updated as to what's going on. I have not heard back anything on the latest round, but I did make it through the second round. So that is a big story out of that one this week.
Wow.
And with that, we've got a couple of minutes left. So anything you want to add here, Lola, before we leave out for the weekend?
Wow. What, can you imagine if you would have been interning for Charlie Sheen?
You know, I don't know if my payment would have been in Tiger Blood and, like, Goddesses, but I don't know how that actually would have worked out. But I don't know. As far as I know, I'm still in the running, quote-unquote, so I have not heard anything back since I put in the other application this week. But when I heard that, I was like, well, I know now I'm not going to get it if this is Taylor. And I looked, I had to do my research. I went to the website to see about Isis Taylor, and Isis is very nice. I'll give her that. So it'll be very disturbing to have her around one. But, yes, I will keep you posted and updated as to what's going on with that. And, yeah, we've got about a minute. So anything you want to add here, Lola, before we close shop?
You know, I think you pretty much covered it all. We've had, kind of a not-so-really crazy week. We know Charlie's made a lot of news media rounds, and we keeping from talking about it so people aren't tired of hearing him.
Yeah, we've kind of kept that out, and, like I said, we'll definitely be keeping our eye on that. And then, of course, Monday, we'll be back with the cutting room floor. Hopefully by then, I'm working on some things. We'll have word on 401 Lounge, its return, and other shows as well. So with that, the clock on the wall is telling us that we're running short on time. So once again, thank you, Lola, and thank you, everyone, for listening. And until next week, this has been Eye on Hollywood, and have a good weekend, everybody.